Clear and Easy, Book Number 10, How to Take Care of Your Sick Family. This booklet is published by Skipark Publishing. Do you have health questions? Call Molina Healthcare's Nurse Advice Line at 888-275-8750 or TTY 866-735-2929. We encourage you place the Nurse Advice phone number on all your home phones. Your cell phone. Add us to your list of contacts. Your purse or wallet. Refrigerator door. Bedroom nightstand. In your medicine cabinet and in easy-to-reach places. For New Mexico members, you may also call UNMSCI Nurse Advice at 877-725-2552. We also encourage you to keep the following important numbers. Your providers. A family member, a neighbor. Molina Healthcare offers programs to help members stay healthy. These health and wellness programs are at no cost to you. They are part of your benefits. Programs include asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, diabetes, heart health, pregnancy support, and stop smoking. Molina Healthcare uses different ways to identify members for these programs. These include information from claims, pharmacy, or other health programs. You are eligible for one or more of these programs. The choice is yours. Our providers, nurses, and other staff are here to help you learn about your health. You can talk with them by phone to get answers to your questions. You can also get more information such as a newsletter or booklet. Our staff can help you stay in touch with your healthcare provider. They can help you understand your treatment. They can also help you if you have any problems. You are part of one of these programs. Call us if you would like more services. Your healthcare provider can call us too. The number to call is 866-891-2320. You can choose to be removed at any time. We look forward to helping you stay in good health. This booklet is available in another language, large print, braille, or audio format. Please call the member services number at 888-665-4621. To get the format you need. Table of Contents, Book 10, How to Take Care of Your Sick Family. This audio format will include the following topics. Introduction, crying or fussy baby, stomach pain, headache, sore throat, cough and cold, painful urination, ear pain, vomiting, fever, diarrhea, asthma or trouble breathing, and constipation. Introduction, when your family does not feel well, you want to help them right away. This booklet gives you some quick tips on what you can do. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If you have problems with your health, be sure to see your healthcare provider or primary care provider for treatment. For questions about medicine or health concerns, you can call the Molina Healthcare Nurse Advice Line. Our nurses can talk to you. They are great at helping you choose what you can do to make your family feel better. They can help you decide if you or your family needs to see a healthcare provider. They can also let you know where your provider's office is. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Nurse Advice Line, 888-275-8750, TTY 866-735-2929. After you talk to them, the nurses will call you back. They will do this to make sure that you and your family are okay. When they call, you may ask them more questions if you have any. This booklet is to help you. It does not take the place of your provider's care. If you or your family has an emergency, you should call your provider. Or, go to the nearest emergency room. Crying or fussy baby. There are a lot of things that can cause a baby to cry or be fussy. Here are some reasons: hunger, diarrhea, fever, infection, ear pain, needs a diaper change, teething, constipation, cough and cold, sore throat. You can call the Nurse Advice Line for help. You can call them 24 hours a day, on any day. Stomach pain. What causes stomach pain? Many things can cause stomach pain. Some are eating foods high in fat or sugar, foods that have gone bad, gas pains, constipation or diarrhea, an infection from somewhere else in the body, the flu or a bad cough, an ulcer. This is a painful sore that can form in the stomach or intestines. And, or stress and worry. What you may notice: diarrhea, pain in the belly area, crying baby or child, throwing up. Your child brings his or her knees up to the stomach. Or your child lies down and holds his or her stomach. When is stomach pain a problem? Most stomach pains are not a big problem for adults or children. For the most part, they will go away in a few hours. If you or your child has stomach pain, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better: sip clear fluids. You can drink water or flat clear soda. To make a soda flat, open a can of clear soda, like 7-Up. Let all the bubbles go away, about 2 hours. You can also drink clear fruit juice, not orange or citrus juice, mixed with water. To do this, fill a glass halfway with water and halfway with juice. Do not eat greasy or fatty foods. Do not drink anything with caffeine in it, such as coffee or dark sodas like Coke. A warm towel or heating pad on the tummy can ease menstrual cramps. Do not drink alcohol. And avoid cigarette smoke. Medicines to help you feel better: adults and children should not take any drugs for stomach pain. Only do this if your healthcare provider tells you to. Call the nurse advice line for help. Do not take aspirin or ibuprofen, such as Motrin, Advil, Aleve or Naproxen. These drugs can hurt the stomach. Headache: what causes headache? There are many types of headaches. Usually it is muscle tension. Some people get migraines, which can be severe. You can also get a headache when you have a cold or flu. When a person drinks caffeine a lot and then stops, this can also cause a headache. What you may notice: pain above the eyes or around the temples, nausea or vomiting, fever and/or flashing lights or lights may make your headache worse. When is a headache a problem? Headaches are not usually a big problem for adults or for kids. If the pain is very bad, or you or your child had an injury to the head, you may need to see a healthcare provider. Call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better: put a cold wet washcloth or a cold pack on the forehead for 20 minutes. Rest in a dark, quiet place. A nap can help relieve a mild migraine or headache. Stretch and massage any tight muscles on the neck or shoulders. Some people may get a headache when they need to eat. Medicines to help you feel better: you can take acetaminophen, Tylenol, every 4 to 6 hours. You can also take ibuprofen, Advil and Motrin, every 6 to 8 hours. Read the label for the dose. Or you can call the nurse advice line for help. Never give aspirin to a person under 21 years old. Do not take ibuprofen if you have stomach problems or kidney disease. Do not take ibuprofen if you are pregnant. Do not take acetaminophen if you have liver disease. And if your healthcare provider gave you medicine for migraines, take it the way you were told as soon as it starts. Sore throat: what causes a sore throat? Most sore throats come with a cold. A stuffy or runny nose can also cause throat pain. Other causes of a sore throat are an infection, allergies, dry air, breathing dirty air, such as smoke, and yelling. It should go away in 3 or 4 days. What you may notice: pain when you swallow, a red throat. The throat has red, white or yellow spots in it. A child that cries and does not want to eat. Your child tells you it is hard for him or her to swallow food. And, or a child that pulls at his or her ears. When is sore throat a problem? Sore throats usually go away when your cold or allergies go away. But if it doesn't, you may need to see a healthcare provider. Call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses, 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better: get a lot of rest. Drink a lot of clear fluids to help the sore throat. Stay away from smoke. Sip warm drinks and soup broth. Avoid soda or citrus juices, like orange juice or lemonade. Children over 8 years old can gargle with mouthwash or warm salt water. Do this 3 times a day. For salt water, mix 1 teaspoon of salt in 1 cup of water. Suck on hard candy. Or, suck on a throat lozenge. You can buy these at the drugstore. Medicines to help you feel better for most sore throats, you or your child will not need drugs to make it go away. Call the nurse advice line if your child is under 2 years old. To ease pain, you can take acetaminophen, Tylenol. But do not take acetaminophen if you have liver disease. Be sure to read the label to find out how much to take. Or, you can call the nurse advice line. You can also take ibuprofen, Advil or Motrin. Do not take ibuprofen if you have stomach problems. Do not take it if you have kidney disease or if you are pregnant. Never give aspirin to a person under 21 years old. Never take someone else's drug. Also, do not use throat sprays sold in stores unless your healthcare provider tells you to. Cough and cold. What causes cough and cold? A cold is an infection that can be in the nose, throat and ears. It is caused by a virus that an adult or a child can get from others. All colds are not the same. Some are just runny noses with no other problems. Other colds might need a few days' rest. Most colds last about a week. There is no medicine an adult or a child can take to stop a cold. Cough and cold, what you may notice. Sneezing, runny or stuffy nose. A cough. Fever, headache, a fussy child. And, or. Low energy or muscle aches. When is cough and cold a problem? Most colds get better on their own in about a week. If your child has asthma and has a cough, call the nurse advice line. If you have a cough and cold, take your temperature. Do the same for your child. Then call our nurses. They can help you 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Get plenty of rest. Drink lots of warm liquids and breathe in warm steam. Blowing your nose can make it sore. Use Vaseline or a water-soluble lubricant around the nose so it doesn't get too dry. Put 1 or 2 drops of warm water or salt water drops in your nose. This helps loosen up the dried mucus. Then blow your nose. Take a warm shower. The steam from the shower will help to clear your stuffy nose. If you are coughing because of a tickle in your throat or a dry throat, try to suck on a lollipop. Hard candy works too. Butterscotch seems to work best. And, avoid smoke. Breathing in warm steam will help your child too. How to make steam at home. First, turn the shower on hot in your bathroom to make steam. Second, close the door and window of the bathroom. Third, sit with your child in the steamy bathroom for about 15 minutes. Fourth, do not put your child in hot water. Some people like to soak their feet in warm water for 15 minutes. Make sure the water is not too hot. You or your child can get a hot water burn if it is too hot. Also, some cultures use alternative therapies to treat medical conditions. If your family does this, be sure to tell the healthcare provider about it. Medicines to help you feel better for adults. There are no drugs that will make colds go away. But for adults, there are some over-the-counter, OTC, drugs that can help to make you feel better. A cough suppressant helps to calm your cough. This is good for dry coughs. Call our nurses if you need advice on a cough syrup. For fever relief, take acetaminophen, Tylenol, or ibuprofen, Motrin and Advil. Call the nurse advice line for help. Do not take ibuprofen if you have stomach problems or kidney disease. Do not take ibuprofen if you are pregnant. Do not take acetaminophen if you have liver disease. And never give aspirin to a person under 21 years old. For children, no medicine will make colds go away. For children, it may hurt more than it helps. Be sure to talk to your healthcare provider, a pharmacist, or call the nurse advice line. Painful urination. What causes painful urination? Painful urination can be a sign of a urinary tract infection or a UTI. If an adult or a child holds in the urine, it can cause a UTI. Painful urination can also be caused by something that irritates the opening that leads to the bladder. Or An example is toilet paper or soaps that have a strong scent. What you may notice. You need to go to the bathroom very badly. But when you do go, only a few drops may come out. Urine that smells very strong. Urine may look cloudy or have blood in it. Fever or chills. Nausea or vomiting. And/or, toilet-trained children may wet the bed at night. When is painful urination a problem? If you or your child has painful urination or signs of a UTI, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Drink extra fluids. Drink cranberry juice. If you take certain drugs or have diabetes, you may not be able to drink cranberry juice. Ask your healthcare provider or the nurse advice line for help. Wear cotton underwear. Do not hold in your urine for a long time. Go to the bathroom when you need to. Make sure to empty the bladder all the way. Also, women and girls should wipe from the front to back after they use the bathroom. Medicines to help you feel better. If you or your child has a UTI, you may need medicine. Call the nurse advice line. Ear pain. What causes ear pain? Many times the ear hurts because your nose is stuffy. Fluid behind the eardrum can cause ear pain. The ear canal may also be sore. Sometimes this is because of an ear infection. What you may notice. A fever. A loss of balance. Adults and children may not hear as well as before. You may sit closer to the TV than before. A fussy child. Your child pulls, pokes or rubs the ear. He or she has a hard time sleeping. Your child does not want to eat. Your child tells you his or her ear hurts. When is ear pain a problem? You or your child may have an infection. There is usually a fever at the same time. Or, there might be something stuck in the ear. If you or your child has signs of ear pain, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Do not put cotton or other things in the ear. Do not use Q-tips. Put a warm pack or a warm washcloth on the outer ear for 20 minutes. This helps with the pain. And only use eardrops that your healthcare provider orders. Do not use eardrops if you are going to see a healthcare provider today. Medicines to help you feel better. Adults can take acetaminophen, Tylenol, every 4 to 6 hours. You can also take ibuprofen, Advil and Motrin, every 6 to 8 hours. Read the label to find out how much to take. Or, you can call the nurse advice line for help. Do not take ibuprofen if you have stomach problems or kidney disease. Do not take ibuprofen if you are pregnant. Do not take acetaminophen if you have liver disease. You can give your child acetaminophen, Tylenol. Or, you can give your child ibuprofen, Motrin or Advil. Read the label to find out how much to give your child. Call the nurse advice line if you need help. If your child is under 2 years old, ask the nurses before you give him or her any medicines. And never give aspirin to a person under 21 years old. Vomiting. What causes vomiting? Common causes are eating too much or eating too many sweets or junk food. Ear problems or infections. Motion sickness, anxiety or stress, a cough. A cough can tickle the gag reflex. This can cause you or your child to throw up. Eating meat or fish that is not cooked well enough or eating food that has gone bad. This is also known as food poisoning. Side effects from some medicine. And/or a bad headache or migraine. What you may notice. Nausea and/or fever. Diarrhea and stomach pains. And/or babies may spit up small bits of food or fluid during or after being fed. This is not throwing up. When is vomiting a problem? Throwing up can make the body lose a lot of water. This is called dehydration. An adult who is awake, feels well and who is not thirsty or dizzy is not dehydrated. A child who is awake, happy and playful is not dehydrated. To find out the signs of dehydration or water loss, turn to the section on diarrhea. If you or your child is vomiting, throwing up, or has signs of dehydration, water loss, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Let the stomach rest. Do not eat or drink anything for 2 hours. Drink small amounts of clear liquids or eat ice chips to stop water loss. Drink small amounts of all fluids more often. Adults can drink fluids like Gatorade or Powerade. Mix it with water. Children can drink Pedialyte or eat popsicles. Adults and children can also drink clear soda, like Sprite. Let it stand on a table for 2 hours so the soda goes flat. Also, for children of any age who wear diapers, write down what time your child had his or her last wet diaper. A wet diaper every 4 hours means he or she is not dehydrated. Medicines to help you feel better. You or your child should not take any drugs if throwing up. Call our nurses for advice. Fever. What causes a fever? A fever is not an illness. It is a way the body reacts to being sick or hurt. A fever can be caused by an infection from a virus. These fevers last for 2 to 3 days. Some shots or immunizations can also cause a fever. These fevers go away in about 24 hours. Take your temperature or your child's with a thermometer if you have one. If you do not know how to use one, or do not have one, call our nurses. What you may notice: muscle aches, headache, chills or shakes, fast heartbeat, moist, wet, sweaty or sticky skin, feeling lightheaded, feeling weak, you don't want to eat or drink, feeling sick to your stomach, and children and babies may be fussy. When is fever a problem? If you or your child has a fever, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Make sure to drink a lot of fluids. Dress in one layer of light clothes. Sleep with one light blanket. Take a lukewarm shower for 10 minutes. Children and babies can take a lukewarm bath. Make sure the water is not too hot or too cold. Lukewarm water should be warm enough that it does not make you shiver or shake. And you should tell your healthcare provider if your family uses alternative therapies to treat medical conditions. Medicines to help you feel better: for fevers over 101 degrees Fahrenheit, you can take acetaminophen, Tylenol. Or you can take ibuprofen, Advil or Motrin. Read the label to find how much to take or to give your child. If your child is less than 2 years old, call our nurses for help. Do not take ibuprofen, Advil or Motrin if you have stomach problems. Do not take it if you have kidney disease or are pregnant. Do not take acetaminophen, Tylenol, if you have liver disease. And never give aspirin to a person less than 21 years old. Diarrhea. What causes diarrhea? Diarrhea is often caused by a cold, the flu or other sickness, an infection, eating too many sweets, eating fish or meat that is not cooked well enough or is still raw, and some medicines. Children and babies can get diarrhea when they are under stress. Babies sometimes get diarrhea when they are teething. What you may notice: watery stools, fever, not wanting to eat, and or cramps or stomach pain. When is diarrhea a problem? Call our nurse advice line if diarrhea lasts more than 3 days. Linea de Tele Sala Disponible Las 24 Horas. 866-648-3537. TTY. 866-833-4703. Diarrhea can cause dehydration if the body loses too much water. An adult who is awake, feels well and who is not thirsty or dizzy is not dehydrated. A child who is awake, happy and playful is not dehydrated. Signs of dehydration: water loss. 4. Adults, you feel thirsty and have very little urine or pee all day. Urine may be dark yellow. Lightheaded when you stand up. And or fast and deep breaths. For children, child is very thirsty. Babies may be fussy and quick to drink when given fluid. Child has a dry mouth and very little urine or pee all day. his or her pee may be dark yellow. Child or baby does not have tears when he or she cries. Baby has less than 4 wet diapers in a day. Or, baby is less than 6 months old and goes 6 hours without a wet diaper. Child is very sleepy and is hard to wake up. And, or, child has a very fast heartbeat. If you or your child has diarrhea, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider right away. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better for adults. Drink plenty of fluids to help stop water loss. Soup broth can also help. Try to sip chicken broth. Avoid caffeine. Eat bananas, rice, applesauce, toast or crackers. Do not eat food with a lot of sugar and fat. These foods can make diarrhea worse. Stay away from ice cream, pudding, gummy candy, fried food, dairy foods like cheese, yogurt or milk. All for 2 days. Also put a warm towel or heating pad on the tummy. This can help ease cramps. For children over 1 year old, make sure your child drinks a lot of fluid to help stop water loss. Have your child drink small amounts of clear fluids. Kids can drink Pedialyte or suck popsicles. Or, you can give your child Gatorade mixed with water. Fill a glass half with water and half with Gatorade. Try giving your child bananas, rice, applesauce, toast or crackers in small amounts. And it is okay to give your baby breast milk or formula. Medicines to help you feel better for adults. Adults can take medicines such as Pepto-Bismol. Do not take more than directed on the package. Do not take this drug for over 2 days. Please be advised that Pepto-Bismol can turn the color of the stool dark, black. Adults can also take Imodium AD. But do not use this drug if you have a fever over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not use it if there is blood or mucus in the stool. Do not use it for over 2 days. And read the label to find out how much to take. Or call the nurse advice line for help. For children, do not give your child any medicines. Talk to a healthcare provider first. Or call our nurses for help. Asthma or trouble breathing. What causes asthma or trouble breathing? Pets, or if there is pollen in the air. A quick change in the weather. Cigarette smoke, dust, pollution. Feather pillows. Being sick, cold or flu, exercise, for some people. And, or strong feelings, crying or anger. What you may notice. A cough, wheezing, breathing fast. You feel short of breath. And or, skin between the ribs sucks in with breathing or crying. When is asthma or trouble breathing a problem? Asthma attacks are scary. Call the nurse advice line. Our nurses will talk to you to see if you can use the medicines at home. If you can, get the medicines you use and have them by you when you call. If you don't have them, call anyway. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better. Drink fluids. This helps you cough up mucus. A humidifier can help. Breathe steam from the shower. Stay away from tobacco smoke, pets or feather pillows. Wash sheets once a week in hot water. Stay indoors when pollen is high. And stay indoors and do not exercise if the air is dusty or smoky. Medicines to help you feel better. Asthma. Start you or your child's quick relief asthma medicine, inhaler or nebulizer. Do this at the first sign of coughing or shortness of breath. Take it as your healthcare provider tells you to. Keep using the asthma quick relief medicine until cough or wheeze is gone for 24 hours. If you or your child has a controller medicine, keep using it the way your healthcare provider told you to. Do not use a cough suppressant. And if you or your child has allergies that cause your breathing problems, talk to your healthcare provider. Or you can call the nurse advice line for help. Constipation. What causes constipation? Common things that cause constipation: not drinking enough fluids, not eating enough foods that are high in fiber, lettuce, wheat bread, bran, not enough exercise, some medicines, and or hemorrhoid pain. If children wait too long to pass a stool, they can get constipated. This can happen if they are afraid to use a new bathroom. They forget to use the bathroom when they are playing. And, or they are stressed or nervous. Constipation may also be caused by a change in diet. In women, it can be due to pregnancy. What you may notice: pain when passing a stool. Or, it is very hard to pass a stool. No stool for over 3 days. And, or stools that are hard and dry. When is constipation a problem? Constipation can get better quickly with changes in the diet. If you or your child has constipation, call the nurse advice line. Our nurses can help you decide if you or your child needs to see a healthcare provider. You can call our nurses 24 hours a day, on any day. Ways to help you feel better: add more fluid and fiber to meals. Eat fruit, vegetables and whole grains, wheat or bran, 3 times a day. This will help the stools pass through the body. Do not drink alcohol. Do not eat these foods until stools are normal again: cheese, rice, carrots, ice cream, bananas, fried food, chicken nuggets, fries. Walking can also make your bowels move more, so take a walk. If your child is afraid to use the toilet at school, give your child breakfast a little early. Then have your child sit on the toilet at home before he or she goes to school. Tell your child to run and play. This helps the body move the food along. A warm bath will help too. Medicines to help you feel better. Adults can use medicines to help with constipation. Call our nurses for help. Children should only take medicine as directed by healthcare provider.